This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycast.
Greta wanted to talk about ham and cheese toasties. Is that right?
Yeah. Before we do, we did have a good text.
Oh, yeah.
It says, I think catfish, we were talking about the TV show Catfish just a moment earlier, the term catfish was created because of a type of catfish that hides, camouflages from its prey. Yeah.
Perfect.
I know nothing about the ocean, so I take that as fact.
Better fact than you saying it's because I had a pet catfish. No offense.
I swear. I'm going to Google that. When I moved in with Darius, his old housemate moved out and she left a few things behind in the kitchen that I wasn't going to use. Mm. So we either recycled them or gave them charity. Including two sandwich presses.
I'm sorry, what, two?
Two. Now, unbeknownst to me, one of them was hers and one of them belonged to Darius.
Oh, whoops.
I didn't know this. I don't press bread.
Said that in the most snobby way. I wish you were going to see in your face.
I
don't press bread, you guys. All right, Queen Bee. Jesus.
I am a snob, okay? No, I just don't. I don't like plugging things in, as Darius has learnt. I've hidden the toaster. I hate our toaster. I despise it.
What?
Maybe I should become an influencer just to get a new toaster and then quit the game.
Yeah, you know, you could just buy one, but no.
I don't want to.
I've got a thing outside that box.
The grill works fine. Anyway, poor Darius.
Wait, you grill it instead?
Yeah, I like to be able to control it and time it and
it
and
grilling
feel
is
its
so
energy.
Annoying. It's messy and you got to lay out foil and it's just a lot of cleanup and effort and also ours doesn't work.
So, setting the scene. Mm-hmm. Darius and I are at the shops a couple of days ago. Shopping, you know, getting food and, you know, doing the things. And something snaps in his brain.
Okay.
Where he goes. And he's not an aggressive person at all. But this is why I say something snapped. He goes in the middle of the shop. You got rid of my toaster, didn't you? My squashy toaster thing, didn't you? I was like, yes, sweetie, we've been over this. Really sorry. Well, what if I wanted a Jaffa maker? Could I get one? Darling, you can go to the shops and you can buy yourself whatever you want and I won't get rid of it. I'm really sorry that I got rid of the
your pressy
the
bread.
Squashy bready thing. Anyway, he looks at me and he goes, I just want a ham and cheese toastie. That's all I want to eat. That's all I want to eat. And I was like, yeah, no, I know I got rid. So here is my call out.
Oh, my God.
I know how to make them on a fry pan, but I feel like this week I really have to impress him with a ham and cheese toastie. So I'm speaking to our non-vegan, non-vegetarian listeners out there. Text in 0427 Joy 949. What kind of cheese is the absolute best cheese? Oh, get organic ham. I do anyway. I buy organic meats. I'll get good quality cheese. I'll make a trip to the market. What would you say is the best bread? I'm assuming not sourdough.
Can I go,
please?
I've got thoughts, despite being vegetarian.
Yeah.
I would say white bread.
That's what I'm thinking.
Cheapo, crappy white loaf. Love.
I'm going to get a good quality version
of
the cheapo loaf.
You could be wanky about it. And then also butter the outside of the bread.
Yep.
Is always the best.
Do I salt the outside? He loves things that are salty. Salt the outside of the bread?
If he's a salty person, then I would.
Mustard?
No.
You don't think?
I know that's controversial, but like a traditional just ham and cheese sandwich just has ham and cheese. Salt and pepper, yes, but not mustard.
As they say on my most favourite / most hated TV show, I think I need to MasterChef this for him. I think I need to take it to another level. It's an apology toasty.
No, I understand that. But if what he's craving is like a ham and cheese toasty, he just wants one of those simple, cheap, white bread ham and cheese toasties, in my opinion.
Like a fair dinkum Aussie.
Yeah, like a traditional, you know.
Who wants that where they can have my French version, Daisy?
Oh, mate. Come on. You've got to. Why don't you make both?
Oh.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
Compromise.
I like that. I like, believe it or not, I like compromise.
Then he can have best of both worlds. He can pick his favourite. Ask him which is his favourite. Report back to me via text message. I won't be here next week.
Oh, yeah.
Just let me know.
0427 JOY 949 0427 569 949. If you aren't a vegan or vegetarian and you've mastered the ham and cheese toast and you have any tips, and I will be making it on a fry pan. And I will use a heavy pot on top to help press it down to create the sensation that I have been squashing it. I could get dumped over this, you guys.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.